Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
How
much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to our show Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. I am Brother Yasser Ibrahim with you to introduce another book that hopefully will be beneficial to myself and to all our dear listeners. One of the main concepts of Islam is spiritual growth. It is that ability to attain perfection by effort. We do not believe that a person can just sit down and perfection will come to him. No. It is that attainment of perfection by perfecting one's own behavior with others, with perfecting one's ethics. And it is in this way that a person develops his spiritual growth. And this is why the title of the book that we will be introducing to our dear listeners today is a very important book, especially in the contemporary era. That in a time where we are surrounded by everything that destroys our soul, there must be a means by which we are able to kind of fight back. And how to protect our soul, how to know, okay, how do I kind of pass by this danger zone without falling into its traps. So this book, known as Ethics and Spiritual Growth, is a book that does that. It is a book that looks at the certain events that occurred, the certain, you know, circumstances that individuals right now are in, and provides them with a particular roadmap, a particular model, but how to, you know, shape their lives in a way to, as I mentioned, fight back and to protect themselves. And not only to protect themselves, to progress and to advance in a spiritual manner. In a world that only focuses upon the material, this book is one of those books that is essential for all of us to read, to ponder upon, and to not only do that, but to put into practice, which is the most important part. It is no point just reading certain concepts and not putting them into practice. That just makes it, you know, worthless. Yes, if we read certain practical concepts, the point of it taking effect is when we see it in the outside world and in our own actions and behaviors. Inshallah, in further introducing the contents of this book in our next segment, please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our show, Bookshelf on IRIB, English Radio. In our previous segment, we were speaking about the concept of ethics, a concept that Islam extremely emphasizes on. We have traditions where the Holy Prophet said that he has only been sent to perfect human ethics. This book, with the title Ethics and Spiritual Growth, written by the late Sayyid, the late great scholar, Sayyid Mujtaba Musawilari, rahmatullah alayh, which was translated then by Sayyid Ali Kuli Qurai, who is the translator of the Holy Quran as well, and was published by many different publications, but the one here is Ansarian publication. It has also been published by other publications. So in the introduction to this book, the Sayyid mentions the reason why this book was written. It is hoped that the contents of this book, which draws its material from the rich Islamic sources and represents the ethos of religious teachings, and in addition, presents the views and opinions of Western scholars concerning the problems relating to education and psychology. Now, this is what I want to focus on, is that what we mean by education here, or what has been translated as education, should actually be self-development. And psychology in most of the Islamic books, which is the translated form for ilm al-nafs, is not psychology that we know as medical psychology, no. It is the science of the soul, what is known as spiritual psychology. Will serve as a beneficial moral and social guide. It is hoped that it will make a contribution, however humble, to highlighting the true goals of self-development, or, as the translator put it, education. This book was first translated and published in the Tawhid Journal, and then published as a separate book. It is quite an extensive book. It contains about 430 pages. It contains a preface and 14 chapters. The first chapter beginning with man's movement towards perfection, that man has to, you know, find a way to get towards that perfection. He must not stay. And then it goes through certain other principles and fundamentals that which a person needs in order to enact that self-development. And it ends with the chapter on fear, but not fear in its positive sense, no, here fear in its negative sense. And it is from this chapter in our next segment where we will read a segment from this particular book for our dear listeners. Inshallah, see you then.
7 barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
Stay tuned to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. We have reached the third segment of our episode where we are discussing the book Ethics and Spiritual Growth by the late Sayyid, the late great scholar, Ayatollah Mujtaba Musawilari. Alhamdulillah, I had the great opportunity of meeting and having a personal kind of interaction with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise his status, inshallah. So this book, as we mentioned, contains 14 chapters, the last chapter dealing with fear. In this chapter, there is a segment that is known and something that I found may be beneficial to all of us, because we all may suffer from this, which is known as the weakness of will, that we do not motivate ourselves enough. So the book reads, "A weak will is the product of irrational fears. Doubt and vacillation may be the first signs of a deep-seated fear. Wherever there is doubt and hesitation, faith is absent. For one who lacks a perfect faith is constantly troubled by doubt and uncertainty. Hesitation and indecisiveness become his habitual traits. A person possessing faith does not fall victim to doubt and hesitation in his activities and goals, and there is no room in his mind and consciousness for vexing anxieties. A human being whose spirit is full of faith and sincere intentions, and who has established an unbreakable bond with God's infinite power, is more powerful than any degenerate power in the whole world. Even if he should suffer a setback and defeat in his confrontation with the material power of evil, he will not consider himself insecure and abandoned, for with all his being he relies on the great power of God and is led by his guidance, which is true guidance. Overcoming corruption and guiding the lost ones to the right path are fundamental elements deeply rooted in the Islamic faith, traits which become the part of the spiritual makeup of the persons. By relying upon the everlasting power of God, they can subjugate to their will material powers which are not the sole reality of the world." So as we can see from this segment, that it is important for a person to understand where he is attaching himself. Is he attaching himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or to this material world? Inshallah, we hope that this program was beneficial, and we hope that inshallah our knowledge and our understanding of Islam increases. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
Mm-hmm.